This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
7:45, better check the bill the next time you go out to eat. Fix my life, 7:45. Also, George Niang, he came to the defense of Caitlin Clark. He's also shot a lot better recently. Played a lot better with the Cavaliers being hurt. Max Strus is Strus Moose. He might be back tonight.
Huge.
See him. George
Absolutely
Niang.
Huge.
He'll join us at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about all that. Also says Donovan Mitchell's here to stay. We'll see if we can get him to double down on the show coming up at 9. We'll see if we can get him in the first place coming up at 9, and then we'll see if we can get him to double down. I'm rooting for the Packers. I want the Packers to get the Brazil game. I don't want, if it were any other day, if it were a Saturday or a Sunday or a Thursday, or any of the other days.
What about
of the week,
a Wednesday or a Tuesday?
A Wednesday or a Tuesday or a Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go down to Brazil. Knock yourself out, go down to Brazil. I don't want it on a Friday. High school football, the whole thing. I don't want to have people to move. Just give it to the Packers. Let the Packers do it.
Yeah, so
high school football is not big in Wisconsin. Let it go.
So I'm
let it fly.
Oh, it's not big there at all?
I've had people from Wisconsin. They said hockey's bigger. High school hockey is bigger,
wow,
in Wisconsin.
So I'm with you there. I think it would suck to have a game on Friday night. Also, Peacock, which I know is not going to impact people here because they'll have a local affiliate, yeah, to watch it on. But they're Browns fans all over, and that would really suck to have to.
Glad you brought that up.
Subscribe to something just to watch one game. I know you can cancel or whatever. By the way, I still have Peacock.
I know,
kept it.
Well, they said the retention. I saw this from BSM.
I kept it.
The retention. People who signed up for that playoff game last year, Dolphins Chiefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
71% kept Peacock,
and I was one of them because I watched Oppenheimer.
Now we have a DD from CBS Sports coming up at 8 o'clock. I can't really ask her that question, but it's like, Paramount Plus has to be like, now they don't have primetime games like NBC does. CBS doesn't. I mean, they got the playoffs and they had the Super Bowl this last year. But like, are you going to be able to, would you put a game on Paramount Plus to see if you can push those numbers? I mean, 71% keeping Peacock, that is a huge number that were just there to watch that football game. So that's something you got to think of. I don't want them to play in Brazil. I have no problem with them playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly. Zero problem with that, which something you said to me you didn't like yesterday.
Well, I just said that it's just from a Browns perspective, forgetting about high school football, forgetting about the logistics of what a nightmare it could be to have to do Greenbrier, Browns training camp, now going to the scrimmages, now you're going down to Brazil. Putting all that aside, I just think it would neutralize the home field advantage that Philly would have. They're 13-4 the last 2 years.
But you're the guy who said you didn't care about home field advantage. You said they don't count. They don't matter.
I said it's less. Statistically, it's less than it's ever been in the NFL. But for Philly, it's a real thing. They're 13-4 the last 2 years.
Are they just a good football team? Like, do the Browns have a home field advantage, or are they just a better football team than they used to be?
Well,
I think they're a better football team.
They weren't good on the road last year.
They weren't that.
I think they were pretty damn good at home. They were playing better quarterbacks on the road, and I still think that was a bit of an anomaly.
But the reason I got my dander up with you yesterday about it is that for the simple fact that you are the king of not caring about home field advantage, and then the first thing you said to me, well, I don't want them to have to play Philly in Philly. Okay, well, you can't speak out of both sides of your mouth here. If you think it's that big of an advantage, then you should be fighting me tooth and nail about Brazil.
It's a neutral site game. I mean, if you had your pick and you could look at every single game. And yeah, we went on the road and beat Baltimore, you know, last year. A lot of things had to go your way in the second half for that to happen. But if you're asking me if I had the option to just play the Ravens every year on a neutral field as opposed to in Baltimore, I would pick the neutral field.
I mean, yeah, I guess I would, but I don't know. The case of high school football here, you only get so many Fridays.
Yeah, I don't want them to. That part absolutely stinks.
So, but I honestly, it's like, well, okay, you're going to have to face them at some point here. And if we don't think that the home field advantage is as big as it ever been, I mean, who the hell cares? Like, Philadelphia is Philadelphia. Like, they can't come over the wall and start fighting you. I mean, some might try, but we make it out to be Thunderdome. And yeah, they're big, mean, scary fans to some of us, but part of that's a mystique. I mean, they're football players, for crying out loud. You can go into Philadelphia, win a football game. I don't know the last time the Browns actually did that. I don't think the last time they went to Philadelphia, they won that game. But you could win that game. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
What do you think the Browns want? Are you hearing anything about what they want?
The only thing, I'm sure they want to play in Brazil.
Supposedly, this is up to the Packers. If the Packers decide to move on and they don't want this game, that it's going to be the Browns. But it's the Packers, from what I'm being told, it's the Packers' decision first and foremost. That's why I was told, hey, not so fast.
Why is it the Packers' Brazil decision rumors. First and foremost?
Because they were singled out. NFL has a pecking order, and the Packers have maybe, I don't know, a bigger international fan base. I have no idea what matters to them the most. But I was told it's up to the Packers first.
Can you see
the
that
Packers
reasoning?
Pecking order?
Okay. Mm-hmm. When's the last time they played in London? It's been played in London once. But if you guys want to play in Brazil, like, I'm sure we'll play an international game again. We'll play in either London or Brazil or France or Germany or where the hell they're going to play.
Because there's more and more games every year.
So there's going to be more games so you can play them. I just don't want to play them on a Friday. I don't want to play them on a Friday where high school football is very big in Northeast Ohio to the majority of your fan base. And it's obviously big in the state of Ohio to where still the majority of your fan base lives. So I'd rather it played on Saturday or any other day of the week. Any other day of the week. Now, if you wanted to fight for Ohio State football on a Saturday, fine, I'll hear that out too. I don't think that anybody would really want to do that when it comes to business, but fine, I'll hear that one out too. But I'd rather them just play on a different day. On a Friday night, on Peacock, or on, it would be a local station, it'd be perfectly fine. I'll take my chances and play Philadelphia in Philadelphia. They got their own problems there. I know they're 13-4 at home, but again, are they just a good football team, or is it that big, bad of a scary place? There are some places, yes. Pittsburgh, some about there, just ain't that great to play there. Okay? Something about it. Philadelphia, you don't play Philadelphia that much. You lose to Philadelphia at home. You've beaten Philadelphia at home. I don't remember the last time they played Philadelphia on the road and beat Philadelphia. I don't care about playing Philadelphia on the road. I'd rather play Philadelphia in Philadelphia than have to play in Brazil on a Friday. That's where I stand.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, am I wrong on this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward.
Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I just figured if you're doing the over-under numbers, when we're doing the win totals, Philly was going to be one that most Browns fans, if they were, because you allow yourself to say, all right, we might lose that one.
Because we believe
Philly
that
and Philly
sort of
is going to be considered a loss by most Browns fans. Yeah,
but you and I, well, not you as much, but this is why I'm a little bit surprised by your answer here, is that I'm an emotional guy. We think emotionally. Like the Chargers on the road, it's the Chargers on the road. Like it's not that big of a fan base. We could certainly get fans out there, and if they beat us, they're just a better football team. Fine. The Kansas City Chiefs, I think a lot of people are happy you're playing the Chiefs at home. But honestly, the Chiefs are so good and Patrick Mahomes is so good, you could play them on Neptune and you're still probably not going to be favored in that football game. New York, Dallas, the whole same thing. I'm sure there's people who are like, well, I'd rather be going to Dallas and then instead of having to deal with Dallas fans coming here, maybe that's a little bit of a different move.
Do we think that's going to be the case this year? Will the Cowboys take over our stadium the way we take over so many stadiums?
Depends on when you play them and it depends on what your record is. I mean, if you're garbage, then yeah, they're probably going to come here. If you're a good football team and you play them here, depending on the time of year, I still think it doesn't matter. If you're a good football team, you'll be able to keep some of them out.
The thing that sucks is there's so many Cowboy fans within 100 miles here that the minute that game comes up, they're going to try to get those tickets no matter what. When's the last time they've been able to see the Cowboys here? How often did the Cowboys actually come here?
It was a while ago, and I think, God, they beat – it was one of the two really bad years we had where they just came in and it wasn't even a competitive football game. I remember that. 216-474-0092. All right, I wanted to get to this here. 2 days in a row, Afternoon Drive has put out a poll. They've asked, how confident are you? Are you confident that the Cavaliers can win their first-round playoff series? Both days – huge disparities. I mean,
really?
Ronald Reagan numbers of no's. They do not have confidence that the Cavaliers can win a first-round playoff series. And my thought is that no faith or is that reality? Am I not seeing reality of it? Because if I look at their first-round opponents, if you go the Cavs right now at 3, if you play to number 6, I think it'd be tougher. I think it'd be actually easier if you ended up in a 4-5 matchup and you end up playing the Orlando Magic. The Pacers, I think, could be a little bit tough. The Miami Heat. I know the Heat just don't seem to care whenever they get beat by anybody. They got throttled by the Pelicans last week or earlier this week, and Jimmy Butler didn't care. Nobody seemed to care with that basketball team at all. So they're just perfectly fine to play the play-in game. I think if you were playing the Knicks, the Knicks are a hell of a test. I get that. But I want that test. I want to see where we're at when it comes to our physicality. The Magic have been playing great defensively lately. They've been playing a lot of good basketball lately. I mean, if you can't beat the Magic, what's all this for? What's all this for? Guys, you can win a first-round playoff series. I have confidence that you can win a first-round playoff series. Did we give up 3 first-round picks for Donovan Mitchell, who is going to be coming back from this knee injury? Did we give up 3 first-round picks for Donovan Mitchell to have no faith that we're going to win the first-round playoff series?
If you're just asking me teams, forget about seeds and all that. If you're just asking me teams that I think we'd beat right now in the first round with a healthy Donovan Mitchell, if he gets back and healthy, Max Strus. If you've heard Jeff Thomas the updates today, he is questionable, but it's surging in the right direction for tonight. And that means, you know, you got, 10 games left this season.
Strus Moose.
I would pick us against the Pacers. I am leaning towards picking us against the Magic. I would not pick us against the Knicks. I would not pick us against the Heat. And I would not pick us against the 76ers if Joel Embiid is back, and it looks like he will be. So the matchup is everything. And right now, if season were to end today, we'd play the Pacers. The Miami Heat have the second easiest schedule left in the NBA, the easiest schedule for all playoff teams. And because of that, they have a chance to catch the Pacers. And if we have to play the Heat in the first round, whether it's a 3-6, I don't know if we're going to catch Milwaukee, although Milwaukee ended up coughing up that lead yesterday, but you're 2 full games behind Milwaukee. You have the tiebreaker over them, though. I would not pick us to beat the Heat. I would pick the Heat in the first round against us. And home court would not matter.
If they played the Heat, I'm only being honest. If they played the Heat or the 76ers, I'd have a big lump in my throat. All right? That would change my answer. The Orlando Magic or the Indiana Pacers, like, guys, if you don't have faith in there, if you're not looking at the standings, if they play the Pacers, if you lose to the Pacers, then what's all this for?
And I think they'll be labeled.
If you lose to the Magic, same question.
I think they would be labeled 50-50 matchups by most people. that are not Cavs diehards, although it sounds like the Cavs diehards don't have a lot of confidence. So for those that haven't watched the Magic, they've become the best defensive team in the NBA second half of the year. They are going to make it miserable for you to score, but you have Donovan Mitchell in that series.
Now, the Knicks will be having Mitchell Robinson coming back. Is it just I go from what I know, and last year we were embarrassed, so people pick the Knicks? Because I got 2-2 on the matchups here, and then I have the Knicks, which seemed to be kind of an up-in-the-air kind of toss-up thing, except for last year you were embarrassed by them, and we called them out and said the Cavs had no heart after last year's playoff series. So 70%, I couldn't believe it. I did. I reacted emotionally to it. When you have 70% to that, I'm thinking, man, the faith is all of a sudden at an all-time low. I'm going, you're getting back Max Strus. He's had a pretty good, solid season as the season's gone on. George Niang, who hopefully we'll talk to at 9, he's gotten better over this last month, and they've needed him to be better over this last month. You've got Evan Mobley back. Now, he's still on a minutes restriction. That's still part of it, but by the time the playoffs start, you'll have him back, and this is a put-up-or-shut-up time for him. For Darius Garland, I know that there's a ton of pressure on Darius Garland, and by the end of the playoffs here, people could just have had enough with the guy. And then for Donovan Mitchell, a lot of things are going to have to run off of him. But I think that right now, you are in this spot where if you lose to the Knicks, I think you have big questions to answer. If you lose to the Pacers or the Magic, I think it's a done deal. I think you're making massive changes, and I think that right now I'm in conservative mode about trying to keep Donovan Mitchell here and basically giving him the keys to the castle and see what they can do. If you lose to the Heat and Sixers, these are good basketball teams. The Heat were in the NBA Finals last year. Joel Embiid's an MVP. He'll be coming back. They say he's going to be coming back better than ever. We'll see how that one goes. I think it's going to be tough. But I can't just say they have no chance to win in the first round of the playoffs, because if you play the Magic or the Pacers, you should be able to win that series. I don't know if you're going to win a 4-0, but you should be able to win that series. 216-474-0092. Aditi Kinkabwala going to join us at 8. Now, she lives in Pittsburgh, but obviously she spends a lot of time here in Cleveland. She covers the Browns. She covers the entire AFC North. I want to know her thoughts on the stadium and the possible dome stadium over in Brook Park, considering that they rule their stadium with an iron fist out in Pittsburgh. And coming up next, the next time you go out to eat, take a good look at that bill. There's something people are slipping in called a kitchen fee. It's Fix My Life next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!